Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to get to the lines, we promise, 844-967-2789.
When we get into the Rudy Giuliani sound, because he's in court this week as well, Dom. You know, did verify, Nate and I wanted to verify. We try to get it right as often as possible around here, sometimes breaking news. But we had this excellent conversation with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel yesterday. And I was less clear until I went back and verified it. The finding of defamation has already been found against Rudy, much like the fraud trial. I heard Jim alluding to that yesterday. I'm like, really? He's already guilty?
Right. Now it's about how much.
And he showed up 20 minutes late at a trial for which
still
he's
talking trash.
Been found guilty. And they're seeking to affirm how much in damages. And his attorney, you know, who allowed his client to show up 20 minutes late for this court appearance yesterday, says it would be a financial death penalty. The, what, $43-63 million they're seeking from Rudy. Anyways, Dom. Rudy. He's also on the docket.
Yeah, we got some sound. You want to throw it out there? He brought it up. Let's hear. I have
be
not
patient,
yet
callers.
Heard.
Well, yeah, we'll you're going to like Rudy. I don't know what order we have these in. I didn't enumerate them properly, but
We got three cuts. When I testify, everything I said was true and no regrets.
Let's just play them in the order they're here on the paper.
All right,
Nate did the hard work.
Yeah,
defendant,
man.
Rudy Giuliani. When I testify, Rudy.
When I testify, you'll get the whole story, and it will be definitively clear that what I said was true.
So what he said was true. Okay, but wait till the end here, because I have heard these. Let's play cut two, please.
Whatever happened to them, which is, it's unfortunate if other people overreacted, but everything I said about them is true.
Everything he said about the poll workers in Georgia is true, according to Rudy, outside court today, a court in which he's been found guilty of defaming these aforementioned poll workers.
Trump and the E. Jean Carroll, he continues to defame. Right?
Oh, it gets better, Dom, because he's got no regrets. Play cut three.
Do you regret what you did to Rudy?
Of course I don't regret. I told the truth. They were engaged in changing votes.
There's no proof of that.
Oh, you're damn right there is. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we're going to have our Obamacare replacement in 2 weeks. I mean, these guys, this is like a cult. Like the guy who's going to ascend to heaven, you know, doesn't on the day he's going to ascend, doesn't do it, but they all just go back to the crib and hang out and wait for the next proclamation. It never comes to fruition.
You realize the court has already found he's defamed these Georgia poll workers. The evidence he claims he has, too late for that evidence. You've already been found guilty, effectively, of the defamation, this being a civil suit.
It's going to be such powerful evidence that's going to overturn the guilty plea. That's how powerful and specific it's going to be.
Is he going to throw in the Dominion software and Smartmatic for good measure? just to see if he could lose all the money he could make over the next three lifetimes? You know, he's going to be living in Alex Jones's basement pretty soon. 844-967-2789. What did Alex Jones say? I will eat your ass.
He's back on Twitter, baby.
Joe from Madison, welcome back. You're on the Devil's Advocates once again.
Hello, Joe.
Well, I think Rudy... Hi, guys. I think Rudy Giuliani's lawyer may be living in the basement, too. That poor guy, just listening to your client go off on a tangent, you know, will only cause problems. And speaking of only causing problems, I wanted to return to Ron Johnson because always he's a lot of fun. And, of course, you were speaking of the wonderful interview he had with the CNN reporter.
Caitlin Collins.
In the last hour. Thank you. And when challenged on his comments that the Dems did fake electors too, her response was, well, where's the evidence? You were talked about whether you went into a discussion about whether the fake electors really knew what they were doing or not was illegal. And you brought up the fact that, yeah, gee, maybe the 10 in Wisconsin might have garnered a clue or two when the locked building, the state capitol, was open for them under armed guard and they were told to keep quiet. But I wanted to add one more item to that, and that was a text that was sent by one of the fake Wisconsin electors. His name is Daryl Carlson. And this text was brought out, and he's a perfect example of not understanding the idea that the internet is forever, because he texted one of the other fake electors and said that, speaking of the people who put this whole thing together, said they don't want a technicality to mess up the possible steal. It's the steal. So he uses the word steal, and I just think, God, Daryl, God love you. You know, you might want to think about your word choice a little bit more.
Joe, do you recall what the young Wisconsin GOP staffer who was tasked with delivering the false Wisconsin, you know, electors out to D.C. to the vice president, presumably? She texted, I believe it was Andrew Hitt, but I don't know precisely who the recipient was. Feels like a drug deal. And you know who probably the recipient of those false Trump electors? Ron Johnson, or yeah, one of his staffers.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Right? Because yeah, Ron right, was the conduit trying to make the delivery to the vice president. Ron had the vial of the heroin or the cocaine or whatever Rudy's accusing the poll workers in Georgia of, you know, clandestinely doing to change the votes. Well, Ron was showing up with false electors. And the girl that was supposed to deliver them to Ron said, feels like a drug deal.
Well, you know, he is kind of a liberal in his use of drugs. Isn't he the guy during the COVID time who said, I don't know which drug works, something along that line. Why don't you try them all?
Try all the drugs.
Try all the drugs. Joe.
But not marijuana. You know, because somebody asked him one time and he just had to make up his mind. And he just decided he's against marijuana. Because that's our
run. All the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine you want, Joe. Thank you for the call. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze in Mark. Hey, Mark, you're up.
Hey, Mark.
Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Well, is Alex Jones even going to have a basement after his bankruptcy? You know, after he's denied using bankruptcy to shield the billions he's got to pay out. I saw today that Alex, the chief financial officer for Project Veritas has quit because there's so much criminality going on in that organization. So yep. little Mr. O'Keefe is might be going down too. And then it just, and the question I posed, I actually texted it, that since they used armed guards, since there's already a security presence in the Capitol, they shouldn't have needed any armed guards. They're using armed guards, private security. Who paid for that? And isn't that use of firearms in the commission of a felony? And shouldn't that be a sweetener for the whatever sentence these guys get?
Hey, man, Mark, I appreciate the way your mind works, but I'd just be happy if Josh Call would prosecute the false electors, and perhaps the ringleaders, guys like Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro. I mean, if you got to make a deal with Cheesebro to take down Troupas, I'd make that trade. Rook for a queen. More Devil's Advocates. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. I don't know who added this to the Peaches song.
This keeps happening. Millions of peaches. Peaches for me. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free. Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for free. Look out! I will eat your ass.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 15 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow, lows around 23 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. Got some more Rudy Giuliani news. Washington Post, Aaron Blake. Giuliani's wild reversal and a contagious disrespect for the rule of law. But before we get there, Dom, I don't know if you saw this breaking news. The Journal Sentinel informs me the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has scheduled a redo vote on the terroristic deal with Robin Voss tomorrow, 5 o'clock. They're going to vote again. And seemingly this would indicate that there might be a change in what the outcome of the vote would be. Last time it was 9-8 to defeat this deal. And I was supportive of the Board of Regents. I can certainly understand why some would have troubled hearts over this. Cause this is a doing a deal with the terrorist, but quickly from the coverage at the Journal Sentinel, here's what I can tell you at this hour. The University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents is calling for a do-over, Dom. The board is scheduled to vote 5 p.m. Wednesday on the same deal it rejected Saturday. It will be the board's fifth meeting in a chaotic 7 days. 5-7. That's more meetings than we have around here, Dom.
Wow, that sounds like work.
A deal brokered by UW System President Jay Rothman with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called for restructuring 43 diversity positions and freezing jobs through 2026. In exchange, universities would receive $800 million for pay raises and building projects, including an engineering building for UW-Madison. Dom, the six-month standoff with the Republican-controlled legislature, terrorists that they are, Crudy's edition, over the campus diversity programs hit an impasse Saturday with the board's stunning 9-8 rejection of the agreement. The vote was criticized by conservatives and praised by liberals like Crudy. To call a meeting Wednesday to vote on the same proposal indicates at least one board member wants to change their vote. The resolution, we know who's in the for it column. Bogost, B-O-G-O-S-T, is a Tony Evers appointee and the board's vice president, Amy Bogost. She voted against the deal on Saturday, but now she is one of the four members calling for this new vote. So one must question whether or not she's had a change of heart on this, Tom. Hanging in the balance? Rothman's job, potentially. In the days leading up to Saturday's meeting, he floated resigning from his job if the vote failed. According to the UW, Rothman has neither confirmed nor denied the account to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He declined to comment when asked by reporters Tuesday. Here's what he said. We had a closed session, and I'm not at liberty to speak about what happened in the closed session, but apparently they're going to vote again tomorrow. Do-over, 5 p.m. tomorrow. We'll give you the answer. What is the outcome of that vote? I would hope during the course of the Devil's Advocates during tomorrow's Happier Happy Hour.
Interesting. Well, we had a caller yesterday, employee of the UW system. You know, this is a battle. This is a struggle for folks, of course. Not getting, you know, cost of living increases, that impacts people's bottom line. And, you know, when you have to choose between, you know, feeding your family, perhaps, and supporting, you know, DEI and building buildings with the UW, you know, it's a tough choice. I get it. And everyone's going to make their own choice. But obviously, with another scheduled vote, presumably they're going to accept.
Presumably. We didn't see Saturday's vote coming, though, did we, Dom? Didn't warn you that one was coming. Phone lines always open here, toll-free. Nothing to warn you about. No cost to you. 844-967-2789. The text lines, they're also open. You can use the shiny Civic Media app to text us at any time during the show. But, Dom, back to Giuliani and Aaron Blake at the Post. Got to get a little of this out here for your consideration. When the full history of the Trump era is written, one of the defining themes will be the erosion of respect for the rule of law. Faced with the continued domination of their party by a man who is at the very least flouts the law and attributes any legal scrutiny of himself to nefarious actors, Republicans have gradually embraced a strategy of backstopping his claims. That most often involves baseless and speculative conspiracy theories. Hopefully you were around during segment one. We heard from Ron Johnson.
You know that guy, right?
About the political weaponization of the government and the legal system, Dom. And Republicans who initially balked at Donald Trump's claims that the Russia investigation was a witch hunt have now fed the idea that Trump's indictments are indeed part of one. They've gone from repudiating January 6 rioters to promoting the idea that they were legitimate protesters and even being politically targeted by the Justice Department. They've gone after virtually every major law enforcement figure, even Republican ones, such as Robert Mueller, the last two FBI directors, and U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who acts in a way that could be politically adverse, but rarely has this contagious disrespect for the rule of law been as conspicuous as it is right now with Rudy Giuliani. This guy, Dom. The former New York mayor and Trump lawyer appears to be facing financial ruin thanks to his false claim that a pair of Georgia election workers helped rig the 2020 election. Giuliani has already been found liable in civil court for defaming the women, Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, with the trial beginning this week. It's begun, Dom, to determine how much he'll be forced to pay them. As the matter was progressing towards trial, Giuliani appeared resigned to his fate. In an effort to beg off his obligation to provide evidence in the case, he signed a statement indicating he would no longer contest that his statements were false and defamatory. So he's already consented, or acknowledged, confessed that he did it, right? And we heard Rudy in court today, or at least outside the court, claiming they did it, making the same defamatory claims again in a public setting that he has already pled effectively guilty to, just waiting for the sentencing phase. Effectively, they're having a trial about how bad it should hurt.
On the damages, Crudy, the judge later ruled that they were false and defamatory. These statements that Giuliani made.
Hey, you take that back.
Giuliani. But now Giuliani is pulling a remarkable public about-face. In an interview outside the courthouse Monday night, Giuliani claimed everything I said about them, the two women, is true. Of course, I don't regret it. I told the truth. They were engaged in changing votes. When it was pointed out that there remains no proof of that, Giuliani responded, "You're damn right there is. Stay tuned." Yeah, man, Giuliani, man, he's going to break the case. The time for making this argument, of course, passed long ago, as we referenced, Crudy. That Giuliani's statements were false and defamatory has been decided. Giuliani proactively declined to try to argue that in court. The judge in the case issued a swift rebuke on Tuesday morning, saying Giuliani's statement might support a new defamation claim and questioning whether Giuliani would follow court orders when testifying. Giuliani's lawyer struggled to account for his client's actions, suggesting his advanced age was a factor.
What about the booze? I've heard there's been a lot of boozing, but, you know, that's just an allegation.
Maybe it's there's some chemicals in the hair dye. Whatever the case, it's clear Giuliani would very much like the public to believe that he was actually right without going through the trouble of actually proving it. A man who rose to political prominence as a swashbuckling prosecutor is brazenly flouting the legal process. This is very much the story of the big lie. Its promoters, including Trump and Giuliani, routinely presented wild, stolen election claims that were often instantly debunked, as was the case with the claims about Georgia election workers. Then, when faced with legal scrutiny of those claims, they have often backed off them rather than present any real evidence. This includes many Trump lawyers, not just Giuliani, but also Sidney Powell and Jenna Ellis. But regularly, they pitch this not as a recognition that their claims were false, but rather as a necessary response to legal pressure. Ellis cut a deal in Colorado to avoid disbarment, in which she admitted to 10 specific misrepresentations, but she quickly blamed political lawfare to intimidate lawyers. Powell declined to back up her claims in her own legal proceedings and even pleaded guilty in the Georgia election subversion case in which Trump and Giuliani are also indicted. But she has continued to promote stolen election claims, and her organization's newsletter has fed the idea that her guilty plea was extorted. The sum total of all of it is that people who are inclined to subscribe to the big lie that the election was stolen are being invited to believe that the utter legal repudiation of that argument is immaterial. That these people haven't proved their false and baseless claims 3 years later and are paying the price is not due to those claims' falsity and baselessness, but rather it's a result of a nefarious actor targeting those who would dare question their efforts to overturn the election. It should be no surprise, then, that so many Americans continue to falsely believe the election was stolen. As many as 7 in 10 Republicans and 4 in 10 Americans overall. As many as half of them concede there's no solid evidence of this, but they've gone on believing it all the same. Nor should it be any surprise that 84% of Trump supporters say they would still vote for him, even as a felon. 84%!
Even if he shot a man on Fifth Avenue, Dom, he wouldn't lose a single vote. That's what he claimed. He was right.
The legal remedies against an ugly effort to thwart American democracy have been exercised in significant ways, but they've done little to reduce that fever. That's not just thanks to those who remain truly committed to the political advantages of the big lie like Giuliani and Trump, but also to those who have created the permission structure for their supporters to believe it's all part of a grand conspiracy. It looks increasingly as though the casualties of the big lie could include not just those who bet their careers and livelihoods on it, but also the regard for the rule of law holding them to account. Oh, Rudy Giuliani, how we have fallen. Aaron Blake writing over at the Washington Post.
Well, Dom, I feel like that's why we're here banging this drum nearly every single day. It's because you got to respect the rule of law. I've been on the wrong side of the law before.
Once or twice.
Charged, never.
But this is as we discussed with Jim yesterday, though. I mean, what is the consequence of you know the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Donald Trump? Donald Trump could go and
you mean presidential immunity?
Yes, yeah, absolute presidential immunity forever on anything while in office. I mean, that's the position. And, of course, double jeopardy, because what, you got impeached? Now, literally, he could. If that's the case, then the president could murder all of his political opponents, and there'd be no legal recourse for anybody to do anything about it. Dictator on day one. All it takes is a day for the purge. And that's what they're supporting. That's what they believe. That's what Trump thinks. And this is what the Republicans are endorsing.
Well, they don't ever fathom the fact that, you know, by their logic, Joe Biden could go get a gun and take out, what, about a half a dozen Supreme Court justices and just start filling the positions.
And just reappoint. Oh, I mean, presidential immunity, absolute immunity. I mean,
is that really what we want?
But then, of course, it's a joke on its face, but they're out there pushing this thing. 844-967-2789. Let's get Chris from Rice Lake in. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys. How's it going today?
Excellent, sir.
Good, sir.
So let me ask you guys, and I want you guys to be honest with me and with everybody else that's listening. Do you really believe that these people are going to pay anything in any kind of restitution? I mean, nobody's losing law licenses. Alex Jones is not going to lose his house. He's not going to lose his radio business. He's already back on Twitter. Giuliani's not going to lose his license. Jenna Ellis didn't lose her license. Nobody's going to lose anything. They're going to go right on with life like nothing ever happened.
Chris, I might agree with you, except Donald Trump's already paying financial penalties for his last loss in court, the E. Jean Carroll. In fact, he misled the courts because he's under conservatorship. He had to move cash so he could pay the defamation suit from E. Jean Carroll. So that was at least $5 million he's paid out to date. He's also got like two stacked up additional defamation cases. And I do believe if Rudy has any financial resources left to his name, Chris, I think they're all going to get bled by the courts. You cannot avoid the federal courts. If a judgment is ruled, Chris, he's never going to get away from the judgment.
Yeah, but can't they all just shop it around until they find a friendly judge? And the judges
not
say,
as
well,
a defendant,
you know,
per se, sir. I mean, I don't know.
I really wish that these guys would pay, or these people would pay through the nose, but I just don't see it happening.
Chris, don't harsh my buzz, man. Come on, it's a happier happy hour. Yes, there's going to be consequences. They're going to be financial, and they're going to be harsh.
They got to be coming soon, man. Justice denied, justice delayed is justice denied, and, you know, I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you. They got to get their comeuppance. I mean, if Rudy got to lose it all and go on the streets and live in Alex Jones' basement, then so be it.
Come back, more Devils. 844-967-2789.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, you can hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Crudy, I got to get this one out there as well. Also from the Roar story, white supremacists who dine with Trumps calls for the death penalty for non-Christians. I mean, it's not very often I get, you know, big racists calling for my murder, Crudy, but last year, Donald Trump dined with two anti-Semites, Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes at his Mar-a-Lago resort and residence drawing massive outrage while revealing to many Americans for the first time who Fuentes is. A white supremacist, Christian nationalist, anti-LGBTQ authoritarian extremist who supports America's Trump's America First doctrine.
And he also hates the atheists like you, Don. The pagans.
Everybody. His live stream on his Sunday show titled The Great Replacement is about white genocide. Fuentes called for the death penalty for non-Christians, according to Right Wing Watch. I mean, I hate to give the guy any airplay, but I think it's important because this is a guy who had former President Donald Trump's ear. You know what I'm saying? And this guy has lots of followers out there. So if you got any kids in the car, you know, maybe do the earmuffs because this guy is an ass. But you've been warned. It's been qualified. It's been cut. Nate did the work. Let's hear what the white nationalist, anti-LGBTQ, authoritarian extremists had to say.
There is an occult element at the high levels of society, and specifically among the Jews. So many of the people that are perpetrating the lies and the destruction on the country, they are evildoers. They are people that worship false gods. They are people that practice magic or rituals or whatever.
Magic.
And more than anything,
you got a Ouija board.
Need to be, when we take power, they need to be given the death penalty.
What?
Straight up.
Straight.
And I'm far more concerned about that than I am about even non-white people or mass migration. These people that are communing with demons and engaging in this sort of witchcraft and stuff, and these people that are suppressing the name Christ and suppressing Christianity, they must be absolutely annihilated when we take power. This is God's country. This is Jesus's country. This is not the domain of atheists or devil worshipers or perfidious Jews. This is Christ's country.
Yeah, it is Christ's country. Christ, what are you talking about? Wow, and this guy, Nick Fuentes, this authoritarian, this Trump supporter, thinks if you don't believe what he believes and they take power, they want you dead. Death penalty.
Seems harsh.
Trump will only be a dictator on day one. That's it. Just one day. Let's hope he's not dining with Nick Fuentes that day. 844-967-2789. Kathy from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Kathy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kathy.
Well, hi. Oh, this last caller is horrifying. I mean, our country is supposed to be for freedom of religion, from religion, of any religion, et cetera. But anyway, I was calling and referring to the next to the last caller, in referring to Rudy Giuliani. I think he already lost his law license, didn't he?
He may have been disbarred in at least one state. I think he's got the ability to practice law in multiple states, or at least he did.
Oh, probably not in New York or something. I don't know. Well, anyway, I knew there was an issue there. That's all. Enjoying your show. Carry on, boys. Thank you.
We'll do our best, Kathy. 844.
Carry on.
967-2789. You carry on and join us if you care to. Still some time for your calls today. I can't get my little joystick working here, Don. You're going to have to help me out.
Here.
Help a brother out.
Wisco Paul, you are up. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. You know, this election thing is went on for so long, it's pretty easy to believe that other than the low-hanging fruit, nothing's going to happen to these other guys. What's really spooky out there is all the Trump followers. I actually know some people that are, believe it or not, that are still on board with Trump, and I just choose not to. You know, there's no talking to them. It's just
I bet
an amazing
some can
thing.
Hear you right now on the radio, Wisco Paul.
Oh, yeah, there's a few of them that know I come on the radio. But there's no talking to them. You know, it's just, it's futile. They don't believe in, they could listen to the other view and they just refuse to believe it. It's an amazing thing. And my last thing here today, Crudy and Dom, more so Crudy because he lives in the same area as me. The Board of Regents, I think they're going to flip their vote. And I because of the wage things, and Voss is really holding them hostage, the shadow governor. But I think they're going to flip because of the, like the lady you had on yesterday that is going to retire and the wages and everything. I mean, it's just, so anyway, just your input on Crudy. I think they're going to flip. And hey, great show. You always have great shows. Some just may be a little bit better than other ones. Thanks.
Depends on whether or not you call in, Wisco.
Make it a great baby. Thank
you. Are the litmus test of excellence most days. 844-967-2789. Kathy wondered if Rudy Giuliani had been disbarred in the D.C. district. He has been, or at least there was a recommendation of disbarment. Washington, D.C. 844-967-2789. I think the joystick's working. Jim from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
So if Trump was immune in the 4 years, that means Biden would be immune for everything. So when he debates Biden, if he becomes that, couldn't Biden just take him out for us and be done with it?
Why? Who needs election day? Let's do duels. Only you don't get to bring a pistol.
Jim, that's the whole point. It's just obscene. It's ridiculous on its face.
I know. That's why I was calling in to bring this point across. If they really all believe this crap, you know, that means any president is immune from anything if it truly is goes through.
Real quick, Stevie, Highway 41, driving Steve. You got like the last 30 seconds, sir.
Hey, Stevie.
Okay, well, it's okay, guys.
Or ma'am.
That was kind of sexist. It's okay.
that's Crudy. So, I'm dumb. Go ahead.
The recording guy, what a F-tard. Anyway, did he say Perfidia? Isn't that a song in Forever Plaid? Did you guys ever see that live show? Did he say Perfidia?
I have no idea, Stevie.
Oh, I thought he said Perfidia. I was like, what the hell does that even mean? I thought it was a name in Forever Plaid. Anyway, so love you guys. Thanks.
Awesome, Stevie. You're our favorite female voice, Stevie, that I've talked to today. I'll never make the mistake again. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Santas Without Chimneys, Chaos and Corey.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...